Okay, we are up to page Kuf Mem Tes. Okay, we're finishing the laws of Ashrei V'Letziyah. We have to start the laws of Kaddish Yosem. We're up to page Kuf Mem Tes in the middle of Ashrei V'Letziyah, Halacha Dalit. It is Simin Chof Hei. Also, la'adam lotzeis mi beis hakneses kodim kedusha zo. You're not allowed to leave the beis hakneses before you say Ashrei V'Letziyah. We learned yesterday the chashivus, the importance of Ashrei V'Letziyah, that because the Chazal tell us that the world continues to exist only in the merit of Ash, of saying the kedusha, the sidra, reciting kadosh, 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 and baruch shem, and translating it into Aramaic. We don't really know what this means, the depth of what this means, but we have emunas Chazal that the world continues to exist in this merit, and it's very important for a person to say with kavana. So therefore, the kitzur says you're not allowed to leave early. Do not leave the Beis HaKnesset before you recite this Kaddish, before you the Kaddish Zoh, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Shem with the translation of Makabel and Dein Mindein, and the translation for Baruch Vod and Hashem Yimlach. Now let me read you here from the Piskei Tshuvos. He's quoting the Mishnah Berurah. It says here, V'gam achar kedusha desidro. Now he says, don't get misled. He's just warning you here in the bottom of the Piskei Tshuvos. Don't be misled, because when you read this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you might get the impression that when you finish saying Volatzion, you can leave before you say Oleinu, and before you recite the Yom, and before you recite the Shira. No. The gam achar kedusha the sidra also lot says mi beis hakneses ad achar amiras oleinu ushmias hakadishim. Don't forget to answer Yehishmei Rabba to the kaddish yosam. V'chein aminik al pi ariza loyma oleinu betfilin. He brings that from the ariza. Some people are not nizra in this. Is that you should say Aleinu while you are wearing your tefillin. And it's a very important reason why it's appropriate, because what are the tefillin shel rosh? On the tefillin shel rosh you have the shin. What does the shin represent? The Shem Hashem. What do Chazal tell us about the shin? V'rohu kol amei ha'aretz ki Shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yaru mimeka. The tefillin shel rosh represents, it's like an antenna. It's you're broadcasting the religion to the entire world. What is the theme of Aleinu? The theme of Aleinu is the Choya Hashem leMelech al Kol Haaretz Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Shmo Echad Al Kein Nekavlo Hashem Lokenu Liros Mer Besiferes Uzecha LaHavir Gilul Meretz VaLilim Karosiret LaSakein Olam BeMalchus Shaddai. There is no part of davening besides Kriya Shema that it's more important to wear tefillin than Aleinu. Wearing tefillin during Pesukah de Zimra, Mayin Zelazeh. There's no big in of wearing tefillin during Pesukah de Zimra. Now, Kriya Shema, of course, because when you say Kriya Shema, you don't want to be made a Deshekah to say Shema Yisrael, or Kesharetim, Lo Sayedech, Vayu Le Totefos Bein Enecha. That's a given. You don't want to say Kriya Shema, you're not wearing the tefillin. But and Tefillah, Shemona Esrei, there's also, because tefillin is called Tefillah. You connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but putting aside Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei, the most important time to be wearing tefillin is during Aleinu. And the problem is, that's the biggest nisayon for many people that are on the run, have to catch a train, have to make an appointment, like to come a little bit early to work. So it's a problem, it's a very big problem, but if you can, you should be nizar to wear the tefillin when you are reciting Aleinu. The Yesh, he brings down here from the Ramah. It's the Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah, Lizoyer Bezeh Me'oid. You have to be very careful with this, not to be mezalzel in taking off your tefillin before Aleinu. Ve'ein lotzeis mi beis hakneses kodim Aleinu zulos me'akreb me'ach masiba mechutza. You should never leave the beis hakneses unless it's a real emergency. Don't get into a bad habit of leaving the beis hakneses before you recite Aleinu. I always bring someone to a certain first I know. He's out the door. After Shemona Esrei, he's gone. Okay. I don't know. Just the way he walks.
Mean, it
of course, it's Aleinu. Of course. But it's okay. Let's go further. That's next halacha. Halacha. Hey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Halacha. Hey. Yesh lahadel la'amra imatzibar. Now this is the point of halacha. When it comes to Ashrei V'Letziyah, there's a very important, if you can't keep up with the davening, many times you don't say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh together with the Shliach Tzibur. It's a very nice thing to do, to say it together with the Shliach Tzibur. When he says, the Kora Zel Zev Yomar, you respond, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Ad Kedei Kach, that you should skip. You can skip Asher, you can skip Lamatzech, you can skip the first two Psukim, Uvalitzion Goel, in order to say Kadosh, Kadosh, together with the Shliach Tzibur. So here he says that, Yesh Lahader, La'omro im Atzibur, L'chein, im Bolubes HaKnesses, V'shosh HaTzibur, Oimim Oiso, if you walk into Shul, and the Tzibur, you come to the next minion, and the Tzibur is still, they're still davening, Yoimro imohim af koidem tefilos, so even before you daven, Fu Adin, Diyoch La'omro koidem shne Psukim, you can say Kadosh, 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 even though you did not yet say Uvol Litzion Goel Lushav Efesh V'Yakov Nu Mashem Vani Zos Berisi. You did not yet say those two psukim. It's okay. You can skip those two psukim in order to say Kadosh, Kadosh together. The Hainu Uvol Litzion Goel Vani Zos Berisi V'Acher Kach. And when you finish saying the Kadosh, Kadosh, then you can go backwards and say those two psukim. Yoimar Psukim Elu Umikol Shekin Shiyoch Ladalig Ashe V'Lam Natzeach Kedei Shem Hakadusha Zoy Matzibor V'Acher. You can skip Asher Lamatzech in order to say these psukim together. Let's see what it says over here on the bottom from the Shemsim Malacha.
That's why the Shliach Tzibur says the prior
pasuk
aloud.
It's a cue to lead into the right. A person who comes from Italy,
Italiani,
Shakol Yud Beis Chodesh Me'ov Eim, when he is an Avelus from a father and mother, Oymer Ha'avel Kedush Levolitzion Im HaKadosh Lifnei Amud, V'ho HaKadosh Chozer. So here's what he's, now this is what we do, we take for granted. It's not only the Italians, today in many shuls they do this, that we put up a new Shaliach Tzibur for Ashrei Levolitzion. Right, it's very common in many shuls. Not all places. Some places they're very makbid. We'll see why they're makbid not to do this in a few moments. But he brings us down from the Italians. But it's very common among us that we switch chazonim, a shliach tzibur, for Ashrei uvolitzion. It's fine. He says Ashrei. He says lamatzeach. He says v'kara zel zev yamar, and everyone answers kadosh, 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 and baruch shem. So it's a very big schus for the neshama, for a child, a father, a mother, to say these words to inspire the tzibur to respond. Okay, and then afterwards he continues. He recites kadosh tiskabel. Now that after you finish the Volatzion, you recite the full Kaddish with Tiskabel Tzilosonu Vosan. May Hashem accept our prayer. Now simply that though, that expression Tiskabel Tzilosonu is going back on the Shmone Esrei. So the problem is, if this person has only arrived now for Asher Volatzion and was not the Shliach Tzibur before the Shmone Esrei, it's not proper, seemingly, for him to say the Kaddish Tiskabel. We should bring back the Shliach Tzibur for the Shmone Esrei to say the Kaddish Tiskabel. So this was the question asked by the Ofer Yaakov, Shasholu Oysu Endus Aminig Italiani, Shabchol Yishol Yud Beis Chodesh Oymer Oval Kaddish Volatzion, Ima Kaddish. Lifnei Amud, how could he do that? V'yakadish choizer al tefilas yud ches on the Shmone Esrei v'hoya lehashatz l'amra, and l'cho'oira it would be proper to bring back the Shliach Tzibur, the one who recited the Shmone Esrei, the Chazor Hashatz. We have another custom. Even worse. So maybe you'll come and tell me, so it's not so terrible. You know why? Because even though this individual himself did not lead the Chazor Hashatz, but he was present, he was part of the audience, part of the Tzibur, he himself dived in the private Shmone Esrei of a Shmone Esrei. Fine, so maybe it's not so terrible for him to say the Kaddish Tiskabel. But what happens if he comes late to Shul? Did you ever see this? The Ovel comes late to Shul, he first walks in when they're up to Tachnun. Oh no, you came late, well, I'll let you at least finish off.
and he takes off Asher Volenstein, even though he did not yet say Davin Shimon Esrei, and then they let him finish up the davening, and he says Tiskabel Tzlo, so when he personally did not Davin Shimon Esrei, is that proper? So the Hevi did, I don't know who this is from, what does it mean, Dalud Mem Tof Hei Reish, or Dalud Mashma Shakadish Choyzer Al Tilas Yud Ches, how could it possibly be Avo Meho Ogur Mashma, it's okay. He comes to the rescue, an incredible chiddush, that the Kaddish to Skabel goes back only or also on the Kedusha of Volitzion. When you say, may Hashem, may you accept our prayer, what prayer are we referring to? Tiskabel Tzlosan, Kadosh, 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 Baruch Shem Kvod, Hashem Yimloch Liolam Moed. The Mashma, the Kedusha of Volitzion, he mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. What's the proof that it's a separate prayer? On Shabbos, when do we say the Kedusha Suvolitzion? We don't say by Shachris, we don't say by Musaf, we say by Mincha. So how can you break it up? How can you, if it's part of the Nusach HaTfilah of Shachris, how can you break it up and put it by Mincha on Shabbos? The answer must be that it's not really part of Shachris. It's an independent tefillah. Because basically, when you say Tiskabel Tzilosone, it's going back on the Kedusha Suvolitzion. It's an independent prayer. And that's something which is not a problem. He brings it over, even though this is a minhag from the Italians, it's really no big deal. It's brought down in the Ramban Yerodea that if an Ovel cannot daven the entire davening, he can daven just the Kedushas Uvolitzion. So what do we take out of this Yisod? We take an incredible Chiddush that when you say at the end of davening Tiskabel Tzilosahon Uvoluson Dechol Beis Shol Kodovud Yimashravim Romain, simply it goes back on the Shmone Esrei. It goes back on Shmone Esrei. However, it also goes back independently on the Kedusha Uvolitzion. And the Nafkamina is, since it also goes back on the Kedusha Uvolitzion, if an Ovel walks into Shul after the Tzibur has already davened the Shmone Esrei, and he did not even daven a private Shmone Esrei, it's no big deal for him to daven Asher Uvolitzion and then say Tiskabel Tzlosan, which will go back on the Kedusha Uvolitzion.
But yeah. When you have to prove that it goes on the Shmone Esrei, when you have a chazan for Shmone Esrei, then you have a halal.
Right. Excellent.
Then you bring back the chazan.
So there are different customs. There are different customs. I know Rav Yosher Ben has some very big chiddushim on this. He's asking the question, what happens when you have a shul and you want to put up a very nice bal tefillah for halal, and someone else is davening the Shmone Esrei? So someone comes up to daven Hallel, who returns to the, after you finish Hallel, then you say a Kaddish Sholem, which includes Tiskabel Tzloson. Who says that Kaddish Sholem? Who is the one? So many shuls, the original Shliach Tzibur will return, because for this exact reason, you're going to say Tiskabel Tzloson, the prayer, what prayer? You can't. The one who daven Hallel is not the representative for the Shmone Esrei. And here, in this instance, you don't have an Uvolitzion, a Kedusha Uvolitzion in this instance, yeah, because you only said Hallel. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's more appropriate that the original Shliach Tzibur should come back. However, not everyone agrees to that. I think of Yosher Ben, if I'm not mistaken, disagrees, that it goes on the Tzibur. That even though it's true that this individual, the Shliach Tzibur himself, is not the one who actually did the Chazaras HaShatz, you know, it's not private, it's for the Tzibur. So the Tzibur daven together, it's good enough for anyone to say it. Or, if I'm not mistaken, some learn that the Hallel itself can be viewed as a Tzfilah. Just like we view the Kedush Tzvolatim as a Tzfilah, we can view the Hallel as a semi-Tzfilah, which you can say upon it, Tiskabel Tzlosan. It's a very big Kiddush. I vaguely remember seeing such a thing. That the Hallel itself is called a Tzfilah. since you mispal, ona Hashem Moshin, ona Hashem Atzlichna, there's a tefillah. There's a tefillah that is present within the halal. That tefillah within the halal is enough to allow the Shliach Tzibur to recite when he concludes the halal, Tiskabel Tziloson, similar to what it says here in the Shemesh and Malacha, that we let the Shliach Tzibur who only recited Asher Volatzion to recite Tiskabel Tziloson. Okay, now that concludes the Shemesh and Malacha. Let me read you what it says here in the Piske Tshuvas. And the Piske Tshuvas. Yeah.
One time, when you did that, you said to Don Hallel, Yomit, and then immediately after Hallel, I was to
he came back. That's what's commonly done. Correct.
Because of what I did there.
You didn't down well.
Well, you feel guilty since then. You were only man can do guilty. You were the man can do guilty.
Before you finished Hallel,
just like wave me off stage.
Okay, so that is what's common about it. We mentioned that's the common thing. However, there is validity. Even if you were to have said the Kaddish to Skabel, the world would not come to an end. Because of the two reasons we just gave, it goes on the Tzibur, or the Hallel itself is a minor tefillah. Okay, now there is... Okay, the halach, we mentioned in the halach that you should say it together with the tzibur. La'amr ma'tzibur. Al ken yesh l'chazen l'chantem medusha zo'ad she'yisayim ma'tzibur ha'psukim v'yasal b'kolvim medusha ma'voltzion. Now, he just wants to point out that if you're a shliach tzibur, this is all part of the job. Everyone, when you're a shliach tzibur, there are many parts of the job that we always mention. Your bal korei, part of the job is to make sure you show the person that gets the aliyah where you start. That's part of the job. If you're the shliach tzibur, it's part of the job to make sure that you do the Kedusha of Elitzion properly, where everyone will be able to respond with the words together. So you have to say Volitzion Goel Vani Zos Brisi Osa Mashem Ruchem Shalochet Vashar Sam Fichlo Yimushim Vichum Pizar Chom Vizar Zor Marsha Me'atov V'Adalom. And then you have V'Atov Kadosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael V'Kara Zel Zev V'Yomar. Don't mumble, do not say an anton, because then the Tzibur, they're not going to say it together. You're denying the Tzibur the opportunity to say it together. Okay, now we mentioned also that you can skip. If you come in, you can skip. Now here he brings down something interesting. The kids are only mentioned skipping entirely the entire Ashrei and the entire Lam Natzeach. What happens if you are in the middle of Ashrei? Or you are in the middle of Lam Natzeach, same thing. Vuadin, imhu biyamsa, ashev Lam Natzeach, shiyamar imatzibur kedusha, v'achar kach yashto mashachisa, v'lo yomash. So it's posh, that you should just, you can, if you're in the middle, you can stop in the middle, and you say uvolitzion, and then when you finish, you come back, and you finish off where you left off. You do not need to repeat the beginning of Ashrei, just continue where you left off. V'lo yomash shuv kedusha, this is, of course, you don't repeat a second time. Ach, al pi arizal, however, he brings down from the Arizal, yesh lespal lefi asei de davka b'loy shum dilok v'afilu im yitztarech l'oimer b'yichidus v'yoymenu achar kein b'ta'amim v'nigun k'or v'tarvus. So he brings a very big chiddush that according to the Mekubalim, that it's not you're not allowed to skip. That this Seder Ashrei Lam Natzeach and Uvolitzion is sacred. If you're going to start playing games and start skipping, you're going to cause the world to be destroyed. So you have to be careful. So there are different customs. Some people, not everyone is so quick to skip. Yeah.
I just want to go over one more time. If you come in, you're diving with the second meeting, you're sure. You come in, the first meeting is up to Volat Siyam.
Yes.
You should
just answer, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Just answer that pasuk.
You don't have to say the whole Volat Siyam.
No. You just should answer, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzivakos, and you should translate also. You should be part of the Tzibur. Same thing, yes, and that's it. And then later, when you daven, you should repeat it because it should be part of the Nusach Seder HaTfilah. There's one thing; it's like answering Kedusha. You come into Shul in the middle of Kedusha, so you answer Kedusha. Yetsi Yesh Merabah. This is the same exact thing. But when you daven, you should go back and you should repeat the entire thing. Aleinu, yes, you should say Aleinu with the Tzibur. Correct. Now he brings down something else in the Kaf HaChayim, that it's a nice thing to do it's a nice thing to do to read it with the tamim, kadosh with the trop. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. If you're familiar with the trop, to say with the trop, v'yamenu acha kein b'tam v'nigin g'kar b'tayra. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha vav. The ayim aleinu l'shabeach. Okay, now we come after Asher v'Lutzi, we come to aleinu. V'tzrichim loyma be'ema. You have to say aleinu be'ema uv'yira with fear. Unfortunately, many people are not nizer in this. They start talking, and there's no degree of aim of the yira. The Yoshua Tikna B'Shar Shekivesh, who was the one who composed Aleinu? Yehoshua composed Aleinu when he succeeded in conquering Yericho. The Yoshua Tikna B'Shar Shekivesh Es Yericho. Shekivesh Es Yericho. The Acha Kach, who composed the Alkein Kavalucha? Alkein Kavalucha was composed by Ochon. That's why Alkein. Is Nikaveh Ochon. The Rosh Etevos of Alkei Nikaveh is Ochon. And Yeshua composed Aleinu, in fact, the four psukim of Aleinu spell out Yehoshua. Ochon was the one who stole from the Cherem. When they came into Yericho, there was a garment and some money which he stole, and because he stole this money, when they went to the battle of Ai, they fell in battle. And Yeshua asked Hashem right after, why did they fall in battle? So Hashem told him, because one of the people stole from the Cherem. No one was allowed to take from the booty, and Ochon took from the booty. So because of his sin, the entire Klal Yisrael suffered. So they did a goyul, and they discovered it was Ochon. Ochon confessed to his sin. He was executed. And right before he was executed, in recognition, in part of the tshuva that he did, he composed the tefillah, Al Kain Mekavaluch Hashem Elokeinu. That's the second part of the Aleinu. But the first part of the Aleinu was composed by Yehoshua. Now there's a remez to Yehoshua, the first letters. By the first is Aleinu L'Shabeach. So how does Aleinu begin? An ayin. I have to keep track because I'm not too good at this. Aleinu L'Shabeach. Now the second pasuk is Va'anach. How does it go? Yehoshua. It's backwards. I don't remember. So let's put it.
The words are scrambled.
The words are scrambled of Yehoshua. Okay, backwards. Somehow in there's a siman in Aleinu that Yeshua composed the Aleinu. Okay, let's go further. One more time, so you have to say it. V'yemoisa halacha vav. V'yemoisa Aleinu shmeach v'sich l'amar b'neim of Yira v'yoshua tignu b'shar shakar v'shikim v'shiricha. V'yakach yoyim v'mizmar shalim. Then you say the mizmar shalim. U'shar mizmarim v'chol mokam v'mokam kithi min hago according to your minag. So now most of us, we recite two mizmarim. We recite the Shir Shel Yoim, and we recite L'David Hashem Oiri. That's really a chassid that comes from who? One of the Baal Shem Tov, right? Who's the one that originated L'David Hashem Oiri? It's a chassidish thing that crept into to the Nusach. We love it. And what about on Rosh Chodesh? Say Baruch Hinavshi. What about Chanukah? Nizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. What about Purim? Keli, Keli, Lamila, Mazavtani. Every single day, there are certain calendars that have different minhagim, have a special mizmor that you recite based upon the day of the year. Every holiday, every single day of the year has every special day of the year has a special mizmor. Do you recite Kaddish after the Shir Shel Yom and the extra? So many shuls today do not. You'll recite Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu, and then you'll recite one Kaddish after you finish reciting all of the Shiras. So for example, today we have Shir Shel Yom is Yom Shlishi, and then we recite L'David Hashem Ori, so there are two songs. So many places, they don't want to be Marbeh B'Kaddishim, it's not a good thing to say Kaddish too many times, so you recite both Shiros, you recite the Shir Shel Yom and L'David Hashem, and then you recite one Kaddish. On Rosh Chodesh, you'll recite the Shir Shel Yom, and then you'll recite Baruch Hinavshi. When do you have three? Is there a time of the year when you have three? When do you have three songs? There is a day when you have three. Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, Shir Shel Yoim, and then you have Baruch Hinavshi, Tadir V'She'ener, Tadir Kodem, and then Mizmashir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. what? Now we say that. Now we see the dove. But this dove is not going to come out during Hanukkah time.
So, yeah.
Oh, very good. Beis Avel, Nichtam Ludavid. Nichtam Ludavid. Right, so you have as well. So you. So there are different customs. Some people like to say Kaddish Olad, so they have a Kaddish after each Mizmar. Some, there are some in Hagim that are very makbid, they do not like to recite more than one Shira. That you're not supposed to, so therefore, that's a custom. That, so therefore, they would only recite during let's say Hanukkah, you're only going to say Baruch Inafshi. You're not going to say the Shir Shal Yoyim. Or you'll only say the Shir Shal, you're not going to say Baruch Inafshi. There's something to it. There's a Hakpada that you only recite one Shira. It goes well, what we learned today in Divrei Hayamim, that when it comes to emotion, things that are very emotional, it's very hard to get swept to recite, to maintain the emotion for a long period of time, to recite many mizmarim. Okay, I don't know, but among us, we recite multiple mizmarim. Kefi min haga. Let's go to Zayin.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Is the Kaddish required at the end of Oleinu, or the Kaddish is required at the end of the last tefillah?
I mean, where there is no Yosem reciting, and it's going to be recited by one person. Okay, so we're going to come to that in Simin Chavav. I don't remember. I think you just do it once. You do it at end of Oleinu. I think not at the Shem, if I'm not mistaken.
Someone explained to me.
Yeah,
it's done. It was supposed to be done.
Yeah,
at the end of the davening.
After the Shir.
So the end of the davening for Ashkenazim.
Yeah.
Is at the end of the Shir. The end of.
Okay, I don't know.
The Svar.
Okay, we're gonna see.
That is after Oleinu.
Okay, I don't know the case. Okay, so it depends where you daven. It depends where you daven. Okay, let's finish up. Halacha Zayin. Kishiyoytze mi beis hakneses oimer haposik Hashem nacheni v'goimer u'mishtachaveh. There are psukim. You look in the back of your siddur. At the end of that, all these beautiful things to say. The Sheish Zechirois, the Animamims, the Yud, the Parash Aser Sadibros, Parash Shuva, Parash Sayir, Parash Salmon. And then there's all these tefillah. Kishiyoytze mi beis hakneses. Ach tzadikim yoidu lishmecha yeshu yitsham esponecha. All these different things to say, and here he brings down what to say. This pasuk Hashem nacheni, which interestingly doesn't even, I don't even see it here in this siddur. In this siddur, the article siddur. Here it is. I'm sorry. Here it is. Hashem nacheni v'tzidkasech leman shavroi haishar lefonai darkecha. That's what he says the person should do. Kishiyot v'saknesses oimer apostik Hashem nacheni u'mishtachve. You should bow down when you leave the Beis Haknesses mul ha'orin hakodesh kitalmid hanifter merabah. Kishiyot v'Beis Haknesses lo yetsi v'achorav la'orin hakodesh. Do not walk out backwards. It's disrespectful to walk out backwards. Elo yitzadeid, you shall walk out sideways. V'chein b'yiridosa min hateva, if you get an aliyah, you go to the bima, don't walk away from the bima with your back to the aron, you shall walk sideways. Ches, kishyoytzim b'Beis HaKnesses osu lorutz. You're not allowed to run to the train, you have to walk slowly, at least until you get out of the distance of the shul, or to take large steps. Because it appears to the onlooker that being in the Beis HaKnesses is a burden. That's only when you go into your business. But if you go over the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash, mitzvah lorutz, there's a mitzvah to run. Okay, let me read you, there is no Shemus Halacha, let me read you over here a few short things from the Piskei Tshuvos. We learned over here that you say Oleinu. So he has some interesting things about Oleinu. The Oymerim Oleinu L'Shabech, Oymer Hatzibur Oleinu L'Shabech, Yomay Mohem. Someone mentions, let's say you're coming to Shul, right? You're coming for a bris, or you're coming to a Kiddush, or you're coming to speak to someone. You walk to the Beis HaKnesses, and the Tzibur is saying Oleinu. It is the proper thing to join them. Just like you answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah, you answer Kedusha, you answer Kaddish, it's proper to say Oleinu together with the Tzibur. Ch'sh'aymer ma'atzibur Oleinu l'shabech yoymar imohem. Milvat, however, if you are in the middle of your own private davening, then you have no obligation to say Oleinu. You do not say Oleinu, even if you're within Psukei de Zimmer. However, it's proper to make believe that you're saying. You should bow. do a make-believe bow. When the tzibur bows, you also bow. You should bow a little bit when the tzibur says aleinu. Kol shchein. Someone asked me, a few people asked this question. When you are on Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait until next year Rosh Hashanah, when you recite your private Shemona Esrei and you come to the words va'anachnu koidim l'shtach modim, do you bow down? Absolutely, you do bow down. You certainly bow down. It's shek if you don't bow down. Oh, but the Gemara says that you now be married b'shtachavos. That's only in parts of davening where it doesn't say to bow down. That's only at the end of each individual bracha, the beginning of each individual bracha. Nowhere in the text does it tell you to bow down. So there, you only bow down four times: the beginning of Shemona Esrei and during Modin. You're not allowed to add more b'shtachavos. But where you have in the Shemona Esrei itself a statement where it says v'anachnu koyrim u'mishtachavim Modin l'fnei melech malchei ablochim, certainly you should bow down during that part of the Shemona Esrei. And you saw the Shemona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah. And what's the proof to this? The proof to this is that when you come to shul and you're in the middle of davening, if you're in the middle of davening and the tzibur is saying Oleinu, you see how chomer it is to bow down. If everyone in the shul is saying Oleinu and you're in the middle of davening, you also should make believe that you're saying Oleinu, and you also should slightly bow down to show that you're participating in the davening of the tzibur. Now, same idea. You just have to make believe. If you're davening in the place they daven Nusach Sfarat, and you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and now they're saying Oleinu at a point where you are not saying Oleinu, or vice versa, you're davening Lufi your Nusach, and they're davening Lufi their Nusach, and you're not in sync. So you're not mechuyev now. They're saying Aleinu, I have to stop what I'm doing and say Aleinu. No, just daven your nusach, but make believe that you are participating. And when they bow down, so you also shuckle, give a little shuckle to make believe that you're bowing down. I always tell you that not that people are going to look at you, because the truth is no one's looking at you. No one is. Everyone is paying. Everyone is thinking about themselves. No one is looking what you're doing. It's not for them. It's for yourself. That a person himself should feel that he's part of the tzibur, and if the tzibur is doing something, you should participate. And also do and act as they behave. You have to stand. He says, "If they have to stand on your feet, and you have to bow down." Very powerful principle. A person always has to be part of the tzibur. Okay, another idea. And say what?
Would you bow down when the shalach tzibur says
baruch? You have to say baruch. The shliach tzibur says baruch. You have to say baruch. But let's say you're in the middle of davening and you can't answer baruch. So then you do the same thing. You bow down. Okay. Now we mentioned over here in the halacha that you have to say the shir shel yom. So he brings down here that minik sfarad loybar koydem l'chein mizmor tzfila l'davar at Hashem. Okay. They have all. He brings down their minhagim. Okay, this is something which we're not familiar with. Okay, next thing is you say other mizmorim. Now he brings us down. It's very interesting that it's what Nusach Sfar does is a very proper thing to do, to recite korbanos. When they finish davening, they recite the Pitam HaKetores, the Oimrim, Pitam HaKetores, Umeoid. I'm reading what the Zohar says. Okay, not everyone is a Mekubal, but I'm reading what the Zohar says. Umeoid, Yesh Li Zohar Bezeh. You should be very careful to recite the Ketores. At least you should say the Ketores from the Korbanos in the morning, not skip it. After davening, mevatel miso mibeso. Is mevatel death from his home. We don't know what these things mean, but it's not something to play around with. Okay, kishiyotze mibeso hakneses. He's supposed to say this pasuk. So now the kitz does not mention all of the nice things that are printed in the back of the siddur, and here he brings it down from different svarim. V'noyhagim rabim bigmar hatzvil lufnei yitzim mibes haknes loymar adoin olam. Okay, we don't do that on a regular weekday. It's not even printed in the siddur. Only on Shabbos adoin olam. Or it doesn't say Yigdal for whatever reason. Yigdal doesn't say here. I don't know why. Yigdal, you know, not everyone is such a big fan of Yigdal. Yigdal, there's a whole controversy over Yigdal. Okay, that's not for us. We can say Yigdal, but okay. V'sheish zechiros, And the Sheish Zechiros, there are six things, the six constant mitzvahs, the Yud Gimel Ani Mamin, Uparshas Hamon, Uparshas Hatshuva. He does not bring down here Aseres Hadibros. He doesn't bring Aseres Hadibros for whatever reason. V'noyhagim Rabim Lomar Tehillim. It's a very good thing to get the Kasei Tehillim. Kol Echad Lefi Sidroi Hatayv. Everyone, there are different arrangements of Tehillim. Like I always tell you that even though you don't do these things every single day, but it's Kedai once in a while. Once in a while to say the Yud Gimel Ikarim, once in a while to say Parsha Saman, to say the Aseres Hadibros, right? Like you shouldn't go through your whole life without ever putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin once, right? You're not going to wear Rabbeinu Tam. You're not even wanting to Rabbeinu Tam, but at least once in your life you should have the experience of wearing Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. You shouldn't come to the Olam HaEmes and see Rabbeinu Tam and be embarrassed. I never put on your tefillin even once. Once in a while. Same exact thing. It's kedai, really. It's kedai to have the experience. It's a different experience. One day, say the Ani Mamin. See what it's like. You don't have to do it every single day. One day, before you walk out of shul, to say the Sheish Zechiros. One day, to say the Aseres Hadibros. It's an experience that you'll take with you for the rest of your life. Yeah. We once had a shir on this. So yes, he's laying by Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana.
What's the purpose?
Because every time, okay, there are different reasons. Every time you finish a mitzvah, it's proper to conclude with an Aleinu to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we are His chosen people. It's part of. Yeah.
Yeah. When people go by, they'll think you're involved in moon worship. So you say Aleinu.
Right. That's correct. That's right. And what about a bris? A bris. Why don't you say Aleinu after a bris? After you do a mitzvah, you give shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there are different reasons given. Or when the point is when you're leaving, when you're taking leave of a mitzvah, when you're going to mingle among the goyim, don't forget. Don't forget where you come from. Okay, I don't remember all the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Well,
yeah, I got it.
After Kiddush Levana, you only have to say the first half.
Really?
You told us that.
I don't remember. Only the first half? I don't remember.
The first part.
The first part. Okay. Okay.
The way I understood it, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say the korbanos at the end because they're in a hurry to get out of the shul.
No, that's not a reason. Yeah.
If you are lacking one ingredient in the ketores, you require misa. That is why.
So
if it,
okay, that's not necessary. So if you say the Ketores with such a slavos, like you're actually bringing it, you shouldn't be chayiv misa. Okay, on a very high madrega, I would worry about it. I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
Are removing that filling before the end of that?
That's wrong. That's also. That is forbidden. That's shalei kedin, shalei kahalacha. And it's also to talk during davening also.
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, the worst time to talk during davening, the worst of the worst, is when you finish your private Shmone Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur begins. That is the worst time. It's better to talk in the middle of your private Shmone Esrei than to talk when you finish your Shmone Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur begins, because you are disturbing the Shmone Esrei of someone else. When a person daven Shmone Esrei, you oimei lefnei hamelech, it's a very holy moment. It's the worst of the worst. Okay, now we're not going to go further, but I want to give a quick hakdama. The next simon is a very interesting simon. The reason why it's so interesting is because it gives us an insight into a bygone era. We don't follow almost everything that it says in the next simon. The next simon talks about saying Kaddish Yosem. It was the custom in ancient times. Only one person says Kaddish Yosem. Only one person. And therefore, if only one person says Kaddish Yosef, if you have a shul where there are 5, 10, 20 people saying Kaddish, who gets to say the Kaddish Yosef? Do you give it to the child? Do you give it to an adult? Do you give it to someone that's within Shiva, within Shloshim, Yartzai, Tochi Beishana? Let's say one is saying Kaddish for his father, one is saying Kaddish for his mother. Does the saying Kaddish for a father have Kedima over saying Kaddish for a mother? So it's a very, very complex set of rules. But all of these rules pretty much don't have any application today, because today the custom is everyone says Kaddish together. However, we're going to learn the halachas, because you can extract from these halachas rules of kedima, preference, who goes first when it comes to davening for the Amud. Because davening for the Amud, indeed, only one person can be the Shliach Tzibur. So to be continued tomorrow, we'll take a break now.